It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glory Christmas is long, long ago. Oh, oh, it's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful.
My firm's done a tremendous amount of market research, and we've discovered two critical things. One, most Americans feel that Christmas is a time for family. Two, most Americans feel that in order to stand being around their family for even one or two days, they need to swill as much alcohol as humanly possible. Now, I'd like you to meet the Naugertons. They're a classic American family. They're together on Christmas, they're fat-free, and they're 10% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our family so you can enjoy your family. What do you think?
So you're suggesting we tell people that the only way to get through the holidays is to drink spiked eggnog?
I'm suggesting that we tell people the only way to get through the holidays is to buy your farm fresh, fat-free, pre-spiked eggnog in a bottle. Take care. All right.
Really?
Oh, it's all good. How do you do it?
I'm very excited. Look forward to it.
It went pretty well, huh?
I'm a genius. I feel like I could sell whale steaks to Greenpeace.
Nice image. Here you take us to Fiji.
Ah! Missy, we've been dating for a while now, and I feel we should take our relationship to the next level.
I've been hoping you would say that.
So, I got you a little pre-Christmas Christmas gift.
Yeah?
I want you to open it now because it involves our future. The future of you and me together. It's kind of for both of us in that way.
Okay. Take us to Fiji?
Yes, first class.
Drew, on Christmas? Christmas is the family holiday. I mean, what are we doing? What is this? I mean, what is going on? I mean, where is this relationship headed?
Fiji. First class.
Okay. Here's an example of one of our problems. You've never introduced me to your family. You've never even mentioned your family. Do you even have a family? And how can you be serious about me if you're not serious about your own family? You need to get some serious help, Drew.
I think you're missing the point. See, if I told you everything about me, there'd be no more, like, sense of mystery with us. There'd be nothing left to discover. When there's nothing left to discover, a relationship dies. You don't want this relationship to die, do you?
It just did.
Come on. Don't be like that. Are you gonna be like that? Go ahead. Go.
I'm going to spend Christmas with my family. You can spend Christmas alone.
Missy. Bracelet to send to Missy. Something very expensive, a lot of diamonds, very flashy, that kind of thing. Include a personal note from me.
And what exactly do you want it to say?
You know, there's something very personal. It shows the depth of my feelings, my emotions. That you're good at that. That's why I hired you.
Okay, but it's not gonna work.
It's true. True life. Yeah, what's up, man? What are you up? Nothing. Hey, man, what are you doing for Christmas? Family. Nice. Nice call. You got room for one more? Well, I think we are that close. I love Jewish Christmas. I'll light candles or whatever, spin the dreidel. Be great, a matzo ball soup and baklava. All right, well, that's Greek. Fine, whatever. I'm just... You still there? No, I know you have a baby. I'm just saying, like, you know, what do? They just lie there and crap themselves, right? After a while, how interesting is that? No, I'm not saying anything bad. I'm just saying. Huh?
Well, maybe your wife doesn't have to come, man. Maybe it's just me and you for Christmas, dude. You never ever think about that?
Would you mind if I came by to your house and spent Christmas? It's like, be 1 or 2, 3 days tops.
Okay, Helen, you got Tutu, and we're going to put her on the belt.
Dr. Freeman!
Just like that.
God, I found you.
Oh, God, please, sir.
Hold on. Dr. Freeman, I got to spend Christmas alone by myself.
Okay,
I'm completely having a panic attack. Gotta help me, please.
All right, just
please.
One question, excuse me. Who are you? I don't know yet.
What? I'm the boyfriend of one of your patients.
You are.
Missy Van Gilder, yes.
Oh, you're Drew. You're Drew. Oh, God.
What does that mean?
Nothing. Forget it. Not allowed to say. So how did you find me anyway? Come on.
I bribed a woman at your service. Incidentally, you should tell her to either raise her standards or, you know, you got to fire her.
All right.
She totally caved for like $200.
Yeah, whatever.
Now, I just need a few minutes of your time.
Freeman, I'm right here. I'm talking to you.
Okay, I'm going to put my coat on there.
You got to help me out. Okay, please. You got to spend Christmas alone. I can't handle it.
Just please.
Sir, she's got to put the teddy bear on the belt.
Why can't she just walk it through?
Sir, she's got to put the bear on the belt.
It's a puppy.
I know it's a puppy. Just put Tutu on the belt and she'll go for a ride.
One second, I need 1 second.
If you could just please, and just
sir, I need you to step through here, please.
You're abusing your child.
Sir.
Can't you see? I've got my own problems.
Whoa. I'm sorry. I am so sorry. Okay. Hey, I know. Heard it on the radio once, best I can do.
All right. Write down all your grievances about your family on one piece of paper.
Then, all your grievances.
All right, yeah. And then go someplace that reminds you of your childhood at sunset and light that piece of paper on fire. And as the last shred of paper is burning away, you whisper the words, I forgive you. I forgive you. And it burns up. That's it.
I like it.
Oh, thank you so much, man.
Right. Have a good vacay.
Okay, where's my daughter?
Sir?
Oh, there she is.
Whoa! Hey! Come on out! Come on out for Daddy!
Okay, buddy, here we go. That'll be $7,250.
My God. That's it? That's the house I grew up in.
How's the $7,250 coming?
Good. It's coming good. Keep the meter running.
Is that a salami?
No. Oh, thank you for telling me.
I don't want to run out, that's all.
God forbid.
Brian, eat?
I don't know.
Brian, get down here and eat your dinner, will you? I'm not hungry.
Yeah, you are.
Stop yelling at me.
I'm not yelling at you.
Brian!
Brian! Get down here, please, so your father can stop not yelling at me!
I'm busy.
I told you, we shouldn't have put the computer up in his room. He's going to spend all his time there.
Oh, Tommy, welcome to the future, dear. He's advancing his skills. One day that computer's going to get our baby a good job.
Trust me, what he's doing up there, nobody's going to pay him for. Because if they did, I would have retired at 17. What?
Well, there's a guy out there.
Who the hell is that?
Alone on Christmas. I can do this.
Rid myself of all my grievances. Gone grievances. I forgive you.
Holy moly, this Joker. With a shovel, it shouldn't be burning crap in my yard.
Is he still breathing?
Dear God, Tom, you've killed the man. Oh, shit, he's still alive!
Hello?
My name is Drew Latham. I grew up in this house.
So that's why you came back, tried to burn it down, huh, Pyro Boy? Brian, call the cops.
Oh, no, that won't be necessary. That's fine. I was just outside burning. Someone told me to burn a list of my personal grievances outside of my home, my birth, to help me with some loneliness issues that I saw. So it's all fine. Anywho, apologies, and I'm gonna go. Would you mind terribly if I took a look-see around the house?
Yeah, I'll give you a tour.
Oh, thank you.
Hold on. You got any more matches?
No.
Are we done with all that?
Yes, the burning. Yes, it's completely done. I'm actually quite better.
I'm watching you.
Wow, I can't believe it. It's amazing. It's exactly how I remember
it. You're saying it was always a shithole?
No, it's great. Did you hear that? That stair squeaked. You know what we used to call that squeaky stair? The
squeaky stare.
Wow. That old room.
Thank God. Hey, look at that! I could touch the ceiling! It's so much smaller than I remember it. Did you do something?
Yeah, we had it reduced. Cost a lot, but, you know, I think it was, I think it was worth it.
Man, this is great, man. This is the best, you guys. Sitting around eating dinner like a family, you know? I always wanted that. It's just really wonderful.
Wonderful.
So, what's for dessert?
Kitchen's closed.
Ah!
Yeah, I got things to do.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Tom, why don't you see the man out?
You don't want to let him in. Call your cab.
Is that necessary?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
But you know, man, I gotta tell you, all these years I've been kind of avoiding Christmas, and I just kind of realized, like, this is what I've been longing for. A real family, you know, in a true home. That's why I'm thinking it might be a good idea if I lived with you. Tom, please, please let me stay here.
No.
I'll pay you.
My family's not for sale, pal.
Tom, I'll pay you $250,000.
Welcome home, son.
Huh?
Tom, that guy is still here.
Yeah, I know.
Why is he still here?
He's given us $250,000 to be his family for Christmas.
And you agreed to this? Without asking me?
Of course I did. He's giving us $250,000.
And how would you like it if I agreed to something like this without asking you?
Well, that would depend. Would we be getting $250,000?
Okay, what exactly did you agree to?
Big day for this family.
Very well. All right. Mr. Latham agrees to pay the sum of $250,000 to the Valcos for services rendered until 11:59 p.m. on Christmas Day. And for said sum, the Valco family will aid Mr. Latham in recapturing those childhood Christmas memories, including, but not limited to, all due festiveness, celebrations, various and sundry merriments, and Yuletide glee.
Agreed!
Agreed, right?
Faking it anyway. Might as well get paid.
Yeah, will there be anything else?
Oh, yeah. I gotta sleep in Brian's room.
What? No. What are you talking? Where's this going here?
What do you mean? Like it says in the contract, I get to sleep in my old room.
Oh, come on. Creepy, you know, grievance guy wants to sleep in my room? I mean, if I wanted that, I'd use one of those bus tickets these guys keep sending me over the internet.
No, man, I just want to sleep in my old room like it says in the contract.
Brian, you're in the guest room.
My computer's not in the guest room, Mom. How am I supposed to study?
Use your imagination.
Well, I'm gonna catch some shut-eye. Who wants to go Christmas tree shop with me in the morning?
Apparently, you all do.
Home.
can't do it.
It's all right. I'll fix it. I'll fix it.
Oh. Well, let you do it, assuming no other idiot decides to... Is he eating my salami?
That's what it looks like.
It's 9 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, I know. Not really breakfast food, but it was looking good in the fridge. I had to dog some.
Yeah, it is good. Is that the last of it?
Yep. Oh! You didn't want some, did you?
No, it's all right.
Oh, it's fine. It's fine.
Catherine, I hope you're checking these messages. Should anyone desperately need to reach me, they can call me on my cell phone. If you need to send me anything, the address is 2 Edgewood Road in Lincoln Wood, Illinois. Stay with my family.
Hey, Dad?
He's talking to you, genius.
Yeah, Joe?
Would you, do me a kindness? Put this hat on? My dad always used to wear a Santa hat when we were on a Christmas tree show.
In public?
Nah.
Yeah, that would be no. And in private, that would be no, too.
Please wear that.
No, I'm not wearing a hat.
Tom, you gotta wear the hat.
I'm not wearing a hat.
Wear the hat, Tom.
I'm not wearing a hat. Now get it away from me before I shove it up your ass.
Tom, are you familiar with the phrase breach of contract?
Give me the hat.
All
right. $250,000. $250,000. $250,000.
You're looking good, Dan.
Hey.
Shut up.
Hey, Tom.
You hear me?
Tom!
Eyes on the road. Hey, eyes on the road. Hey. Dad,
come here. Come here. Come here.
Nope. Wait a minute. This could be it. This could be it. Yep, this is it. This is the one.
Oh, okay. You're good. Excuse me, folks.
Come on. Dad, you want to go ahead and lift that up and have a little respect for the tree? Or no? It's going to be in our house, so... Wait, where are we going? All right, let's get that baby up there, hoist that up. Hit that on the roof. All righty. That's pretty. There we go. All right. You got it. There you go. Get around him.
Ryan, you just get in the last out of the car.
Nice. You got it, Dad. You got it. Nice one. All right, I think it's good like that. How's it look?
Like it could trigger a seizure.
I know. Wait till you see it lit up.
I thought it was lit up.
Oh, no. We gotta sing Christmas Tree first. Tom, you take the lead?
You want me to sing?
Yeah.
Do I have to?
Yeah.
I mean, what would it make any difference to you if I didn't want to?
Not really. Fine.
Oh, Christmas tree. Oh, Christine, you wanna help me out here a little bit?
Nah, you're doing great.
You're doing good, Dad. Come on. You can do it.
Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, you stand in woodland beauty. You are as green as winter snow.
Winter snow, as in summer's brightest glow.
Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, you stand in woodland beauty.
That was great. That was really good.
Yeah, it was.
All right. Without further ado, let's fire it up. Ready? 1, 2. All right, people. Take 5. I'll deal with this.
Thank Christ.
Can I help you?
Yeah. Who are you?
Who are you?
Alicia!
Hey, Yay! Mom. Hi, who's this?
Mom, who is this?
Okay, what's going on? Your dad's rented us out for the holidays to this eccentric millionaire.
You have a daughter? Christine, since when do you have a daughter?
It's her terrible secret.
Well, this is going to ruin everything. I mean, this isn't going to work. The whole bit doesn't work.
Okay,
you
know what?
For me anymore. I mean, it's going to ruin...
Will somebody please just say something that makes some sense right now?
Well, every year around Christmas, I get a little
anxiety. Okay, no. You stop talking. Mom, Drew wants a nice family Christmas, so we're going to be his family. That's insane.
Yeah, tell me about it. I never had a sister, so this is bullshit right here.
Okay, you are my illegitimate love child.
Mom?
And you had no idea about her.
Ooh, that could be good. Or, you know what? She could be the maid.
Okay,
you're the maid.
Enough.
Hey, my baby's home.
Hi, Daddy.
How are you, Lacey?
Hi. I'm good. You've obviously lost your mind. Can I talk to you in the dining room, please?
You know about this, too?
You stay away from me.
Okay, Mom. This guy is obviously crazy.
I know.
So I'm going to go upstairs, and I'm going to take a bath, and when I wake up in the morning, he's going to be gone, right?
Maybe.
Because, you know, I'm not going to be a good sport about this, Mom.
Oh, darling, we would never expect you to be.
Thanks.
Come on, Mom, it's tree time.
Okay, all right, we're back on track. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3. Now it feels like Christmas.
I can smell my eyeballs burning.
Yes, Brian, it's very important. Don't look directly at the tree.
Brian! What? Wake up! It's your brother, kind of! It's snowing outside! It's a snow day!
Why the hell are you waking me up?
I don't want you to miss the fun, man!
What fun?
No! Facial ice ball! Woo! Ha-ha! We got... Oh! Right in the nuts! Right in the nuts!
I can't feel my toes.
Here he comes! Look of vengeance! Eye of the tiger! Oh! Now he's getting furious! Woo! What's up, Tom?
Brian, go inside.
See you later, Bri. It was fun.
You like throwing snowballs?
Ah, I'm just having a good time, you know.
Yeah. Throw it at me.
Ah, it's cool. It's all right. Don't worry about it. We're kind of finished now.
Nah, come on. Like you said, it'd be fun.
It's getting a little chilly. I figure, you know, I don't want to bother. It's all right.
Nah,
you don't have to worry about it.
Throw it.
All right, I'll throw one.
Good one. That was my turn.
No!
That was great. Anytime you want to do that again, you let me know.
We said no ice balls, man.
Oh, did we?
Morning, Mom. Freak.
You know what? We may have gotten off on the wrong track the other day. We should just start over.
Here you go,
Joe. Oh, thanks, Mom.
Problem?
Yeah, my real mom puts marshmallows in the hot chocolate. You know what I was thinking? If you don't want to play my sister, maybe you could be like a wonderful, mysterious Ecuadorian cleaning lady. You know? Or Swedish cleaning lady. Whatever, the ethnicity's not important, but I think cleaning lady's good.
What?
My real mom used the mini marshmallows. Sorry.
Speaking of your real mom, why aren't you annoying the hell out of your own family?
Oh, it's not really your business, is it, Consuela?
Ho, ho, ho! All righty. Welcome, everyone.
What
the hell is this?
These are what we in the business call scripts. Tom?
Excuse me?
You don't have to worry about it, dear, because your role is what we call in the business small.
Well, you're what we in real life call a jackass.
I don't know about that, but I do know that my being here may have caused some awkwardness within the family.
You think?
I do, Tom, seriously. And it's even possible that some of it could potentially be, in some small way, partly my fault.
Which part wasn't your fault?
I'm talking, okay? So what I've done is I went ahead and wrote a sequence so you guys can get a sense of what I'm going for here. And we're all going to read this aloud.
I feel like I'm insane.
And that's why you have no lines. Mom, I believe you go first.
Okay. Oh, look at us. I sure hope you like the meal I so lovingly prepared for the people I love. She smiles at Tom.
No.
Have you acted? You've acted before.
A little theater.
Yeah, I can tell. I can see it. It comes out in your work.
You were in Pippin in high school. You played wind.
Tom, you have the next line.
Say thank you to your mother for all her hard work cooking this meal for us.
Thank you.
Oh, I don't work nearly as hard as you, dear.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Tom, let's stay on book, please. Brian, go ahead.
Gee, Mom, I love you like the Dickens. Should we pray?
Gee, Beeb, do you think Wally's gonna give you the business?
Oh, there you are, Consuelo. Five waters for everyone, please. Gracias.
Brian, you were about to say grace?
Dear God.
Brian, we hold hands in this family at grace.
Dear God, thank you for this meal. Thank you for blessing us with a family. Not everyone has a nice family, and also we, oh Lord, are so lucky to have Drew in our lives.
Amen.
An emotional moment. Sorry, keep doing that. Brian, if you eat it all up, I will let you sleep with me like I never did when you were little.
An awkward moment.
Skip ahead. That doesn't work. I didn't mean it. That's not supposed to be in there. That was a different thing.
What does this mean? Dude Da enters in his bathrobe.
Sweet Jim Jiminy, cold corn in the morning. Ooh, this weather is killing my joints.
Brian, go get the shovel.
No, Tom, listen to me. When Alicia came, she totally ruined everything. You know what I mean?
Right, because everything was just so normal up until that point.
Silencio, por favor. So I realized what I had to do was expand the family to get my real family. I had to find my grandpa, so I went and found my doodah. Here he is, my doodah.
Your doodah looks exactly like the guy we saw in Christmas Carol, played Scrooge.
That's right. I do a lot of community theater. And this Christmas night, I'm reprising my role of Scrooge in the Lincolnwood Theater Group's production. A Christmas Carol, I hope you all can make it.
Please stay in character, Saul, okay? Duda, I'm so glad that you came here and you're gonna stay for the whole Christmas holiday.
Whoa, no, he's not. I agreed to let you in the house, not a Duda over here.
Duda.
Nobody's talking to you.
All right, look, I'll give you $25,000.
How you doing, Duda? Nice to see you again. You can stay in the living room.
No, Dad, I'm sleeping in the living room.
Not anymore.
Where am I going to sleep? I hate these people.
Get your shopping done, and then we're gonna meet back at 4 o'clock in Santa's Village to take pictures, okay? Kids, don't lose track of time, okay? Mom, you wanna stick with Duda?
Why me?
He's your father.
How come you never call?
Tom.
That's true.
Aren't you forgetting something, T-Bone?
Here you go, Lenny. Happy holidays to you and the family.
Yeah, thanks. You too.
Hey, Tommy.
Nice hat.
How's the holidays?
Considering I got a pain in my ass about 6 feet tall in my house, all right.
Relatives, huh?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, your wife's family. They hang around your house all day long and drink your beer.
Then eat your salami.
Hey, guys! Wait up!
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Excuse me?
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're sleeping. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake.
Tell your father he made the deal.
All right, everybody say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Hey, Duda, interest you in a Christmas cookie?
I can't. I'm diabetic.
That dog won't hunt, my friend. The real Duda wasn't diabetic, so go ahead and take one.
Look, kid, I get that. But if I eat this thing, I can't act not dead.
Hey! Slow down. The roads are icy. And I don't want you to kill your family!
Perfect, Christine. That's just what my mom would have said. It's good improv.
Before your father threw her out of the car.
The old carriage house brings back memories.
What's going on?
Frank, go inside.
What? Come on, Dad. I'm in my pajamas. What do you want me to sleep outside?
Go.
Fine. Kick down to my room. I get, you know, but when I become a serial killer, don't act all surprised.
Think positive, Brizai. Use your positive mindset. It's not what we talked about.
It's hard to get through. So what's going on? What's up?
You gotta go.
What?
We can't do this no more.
What do you mean? What? What can we do?
Christine and I, we're thinking about breaking up.
What? Why? Is it my fault? Is it something I did? Is it the hat? Don't worry about the hat. Forget it. You can wear whatever you want, Tom.
It's not you. It's nothing to do with you. It's been going on for a long time. It's not working out. We were gonna wait till after the holidays to tell the kids, and, you know, with you here and with your Christmas cheer crap, it's making it worse.
Tom, first of all, I want to reward you for opening up with a big thank you, because that deserves some credit. Second of all, let me tell you what you need to do. If I was you and I was coming in some money, I'd do something big, something you always wanted your whole life, something for Tom that makes you happy.
I want the money. I really do. It's Christine, she said.
All right. Let me worry about Christine, okay?
Oh.
I'll worry about Christine. You worry about Tom, because it's Tom time. Christine?
Yes, dear?
Can I talk to you about something?
Of course, dear. I'm your mother. You can talk to me about anything.
Great. Are you all right?
Uh-huh.
You sure? Because you just put a bra in Brian's sock drawer.
Oh. Well, that's your brother. 15. Likes to experiment. We still love him.
Look, Christine, I know about what's going on with you and Tom. And first of all, I just want to say that I'm feeling a little ripped off here. You know, so I thought I was getting a real family, so it's kind of bullshit.
Well, it's time you grew up and face facts then, isn't it? Isn't it? Mommies and daddies fall in love, make babies, pay bills, get mad, and stop touching each other.
Second of all, I was thinking maybe I could do something to, you know, help you out, make you feel better. How about just me and you go shopping?
For what?
I don't know. Just go shopping, you know what I mean? It's fun just to buy shit sometimes. Listen to me. I know all the best makeup and hair people, the best fashion photographer in Chicago owes me huge.
So?
You don't see it, do you? You don't see what a beautiful woman you are. You have grace and kindness and sensuality and this incredibly striking kind of offbeat beauty that's, you look in the mirror and you don't see it. We're going to show it to you. How would you like me to arrange your very own hip, very sexy, yet tasteful, very elegant, very modern, very expensive photo shoot just for you? Or not. I mean, whatever.
Oh, Drew, you made your mama so happy.
Oh, great. Oh, Mom. Mom.
Hey, Alicia, you want to go tobogganing with me?
Oh, I'm sorry, Drew. Have I been sending you mixed signals?
You know, I just thought maybe instead of sitting around the house bickering and hating me all day, you might actually like to have some fun.
No, thanks.
Ah, I see. I get it. You're afraid of fun. You don't like having fun.
What the hell does that even mean, I don't like fun? Of course I like fun. Everybody likes fun. It's fun.
All right, so then why won't you go with me?
Because it would be with you.
You know what I think? I think you're afraid. I think you're afraid that you will go, and you will actually have fun, and you might even enjoy yourself a little bit, and you'd be with me, and then what would that say about you? That's what I think.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Well, hello there, youngsters.
Yeah.
Going tobogganing, huh?
Breakneck Hill.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you know?
You know, back in my day, we couldn't afford fancy tobogganing.
Are you smoking pot?
What do you think?
Nice.
Yeah, this'll keep you from dying, Dad.
I had one of these babies when I was single, let me tell you.
But...
Oh, you know what happened to me on the way over here?
No, I...
Got propositioned by a hooker.
Did you?
Was she the blonde with the big cans?
Hey, Dudu, watch your language around my daughter.
Fry, take a look at your father's new automobile here.
Yeah, what do you think?
It's old.
All right. Hey, Bri, come on. We're gonna go tobogganing.
That's great.
She's ready.
Hi, I'm Christine. I feel so pretty.
What are you doing?
Modeling.
Here.
Chad, have you ever seen me so elated? It must be this woman. Yes. Isn't she sexy? Erotic. Speak!
Oh, absolutely, Heinrich. She's got that special quality.
Get it out now.
But I'm agreeing with you, Heinrich.
You hesitated.
Yeah, you heard him. Get out! Beat it!
Get out! Beat it!
Uh-oh. He thinks we're serious.
Very serious. Very serious.
I do not want to do this.
Oh, you say that now. Once you get going, you'll run and jump and squeal with joy. Okay?
All right, let's do
this.
Here
we go. Hunker down.
Sit in your weight. Break the gale!
Mistake. It was obviously a little scarier when I was younger. No, we can't go home. We are going to risk permanent paralysis or we are going to die trying.
That one! Land!
Yes, sir! Woo! We're going to be some serious fun.
Sure. In a Sonny Bono kind of way.
What's that I hear back there? Little chicken, chicken.
Yeah, that very much so. I'm gonna go home now.
Seriously? You leaving?
See you at the chopper.
Wow. Never thought I'd see the day that taunt would lose its power. What about you? Little chick? Little
no, actually, part of me thinks that it's incredibly stupid, and the other part of me is in wholehearted agreement, so there you go.
No, that means you're chicken.
And you know what I think?
What?
I think that you had no intention of going down this hill. I think that you dragged us up here because you knew that we wouldn't go down it. I think you were showing off. That's what I think.
Wait a minute. You think I'm chicken?
Mm-hmm.
You think I'm chicken? I'm going to give a little clue here, okay?
I'll show you. You think I'm chicken? I'll show you chicken. You see how I do it? I'm ready to go. Where are you? Nowhere to be seen. Chicken.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Come on. Let's go.
You getting on?
Yeah. Let's go.
No.
Come on. Push up.
Kind of my fault you got sick.
It's not your fault. The women might have gotten sick without tobogganing. Although it didn't help walking home in wet clothes.
You want to watch TV?
Uh-huh.
Hey.
Hi.
You look different. Did you do something?
Are you serious?
No, I just mean that, you look good.
Thanks.
Where'd you go?
Nice wheels.
Yeah. You like it?
Yeah.
Does it seem at all familiar?
Yeah, didn't somebody we know have one of these?
Yeah, us. Maybe this'll help.
Yeah, I remember. So what's your deal, anyway? I mean, sometimes you have these moments of lucidity, but then other times, just not so much.
I don't understand. I mean, I don't want to be alone on Christmas. Maybe you've never been alone on Christmas. When you're alone on Christmas, it's not like being alone. It's alone, alone.
Yeah, this wouldn't be one of those lucid moments.
I wasn't going for that.
Oh, okay. I see.
All right. Little Miss Grinch. I know you're a sophisticated, modern woman that's very jaded and nothing gets to you and you have no emotions, but I would be willing to bet that even you, before you got older than you are now, but still, you know, as young and attractive and smart and beautiful how you are now.
What's better?
I don't know, like some moment in your childhood, before everything got complicated, when you were happy. I know you must have some moment in your life that you'd like to go back and relive.
Yeah. Once. I was like 9 years old, and we had just had this ice storm. I was walking home from school through Bishop Park. And you know that one big oak tree? In the middle, it was completely frozen, and all the branches were just icicles. It was just, it was incredible. It completely stopped me in my tracks. I just remember standing underneath it, pretending that I was a princess in a magical crystal palace. It's really,
It was beautiful.
Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad.
Taking me.
Hold on one sec. You trust me?
No, not necessarily.
Okay, try to trust me for one sec because I want to blindfold you.
Oh.
It's a surprise.
Okay.
All right?
All right. All right. God, what?
Follow me.
How do I get the feeling this is going to end with and she was never heard from again?
Step, step,
okay.
Step. Right there. Stop.
Stop. Okay.
Turn this way. Okay?
All right. All right. Oh my God. I can't believe you did this.
What do you see this? Hit it, guys. That's you right there. I know this excellent props guy. He owns a whole prop house with all these figurine stuff, and he painted your hair like that, your mouth like that. Let me tell you something, these guys aren't even pros.
I'm sure.
I had to show him how to do the thing, and the whole thing. I had to call around.
Wow.
I got this whole dance teacher, and it's not easy to get a camel.
It's not easy taking a very personal and private moment that I've never told anybody in my entire life and turning it into a theme park. Shut up! Look, I'm not disappointed, okay? I'm not mad. I'm just mad at myself for thinking that there was more to you than I thought. And that's you.
It's a wrap. Alicia, wait a second. I care about you. I did that because I care about you. I was trying to show you that.
Look, Drew, let me just give you some advice. Save your big, expensive gestures for some girl who's impressed by them, all right? And when you find her, hold on to her. Because otherwise, you are looking at a lifetime of lonely Christmases.
I'm telling you, he is wonderful.
It's Cartier. At least he's got manners.
Well, I mean, he's in the neighborhood.
He is?
Darling.
What?
It's a day bracelet. Do you like it, darling?
I love it.
Oh.
You're the expert on jewelry.
Are you disagreeing with me?
No, I absolutely
not. My God, she just got a present. Why would you pick at her right now?
I'm not.
Oh, yeah. Brian, tell Drew that I had to take off. There was a...
Holy cow.
tell. What are you looking at?
It's research.
You know, when I was young, we didn't sit alone in our rooms drooling over nude ladies on computer screens. No, sir. We had to go behind a barn with the dirty girl and pay her a quarter so she could show us her goodies. How does this work?
Oh, well, here, let me help you here. What are you into? We got hot cheerleaders and three-way fun. Middle-aged hotties.
Middle-aged hotties. Now you're talking my language. Old enough to know how it's done. Young enough to still want to do it.
It's gross.
Ooh, come to Papa.
That's not bad, right?
Dude. It's your mom!
Oh, my God.
Hey, can you print that for me?
Mom, Dad, listen. Please, Drew has to go tonight, okay? I cannot spend one more second in this house with him.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, so what?
So, he's making fools of us. Of all of us.
Alicia?
All right, look, I'm going to take the car, and when I get home, I really hope he's gone.
Alicia!
Be careful with the car.
Can't we talk about this?
No.
What the hell happened?
Nothing. I think she's right. It's stupid. This is a mistake. I've imposed on you folks, and I'm sorry. And I'll write you a check, and I'll spend Christmas, I don't know. I'll spend Christmas somewhere. I'll figure it out.
No. We don't want your money.
In cash. Check will be just fine. Look at your pen. What's wrong with you?
Hello?
Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Missy!
The bracelet is amazing, Drew. Thank you.
I'm kind of in the middle of something right now.
How'd you know my favorite is Cartier?
It's a lucky guess. How did you find me?
Oh, I talked to your secretary, and she said you were with your family. Oh, Drew, I am so happy for you and for us.
For us?
Well, I know what this means for you, reaching out to your family after all this time. It means you want to be more serious about yourself and more serious about me and... I want to meet your family, Drew.
I'm sure you will, and they want to meet you one day.
Oh, great. Then we can go to Fiji. How about tomorrow?
Fiji? Tomorrow? You're kidding. That's fabulous, actually. That's perfect.
Then tonight, we can spend Christmas Eve together with our families.
That's going to be hard. To pull off, you know, it's for short notice, and, one of the family members is, challenged, and, requires a lot of time and to put on, you know, the proper headgear and,
no problem. We're right here.
You're here?
Look outside!
Oh, my God. You're here? I mean, oh, my God. You're totally here. My girlfriend is here with her family. You guys have to help me. Please, just pretend for, like, another couple hours. We'll leave by midnight, all right? Please, I'm begging you.
No, read paragraph 3. You bailed. We're done. You write the check and you get out of here.
What? No, wait a minute. Okay, look, I want to go. I'm dying to go. I want to get out of here, but I got to have a life to go back to. This girl is that life. I can't really tell her that, you know, I rent their family.
I'm sure she already knows you're crazy. It's kind of, shows.
Nah, a deal's a deal. That's it. Unless you want to sweeten the pot a little bit.
That's extortion, Tom!
Oh, you know, I think I hear the doorbell.
No! All right, no! I'll give you another 75 grand, okay? But you guys gotta do it good, and you gotta try, all right? Or else I'll be so mad at you guys! Come on.
I'm not wearing a hat.
Fine, hear me? All right, sure. Missy!
Hi, Drew.
This is Van Gilder, Captain. Come on in.
Merry Christmas. Hi, honey, Merry Christmas. Welcome to the childhood home of my childhood. Come on in.
Hi. Tom, Drew's father, and this is his mother.
Oh, Christine.
Leticia.
And he's our son. There's no doubt about that.
That's for sure.
Oh, you know,
I would love to see pictures of Drew when he was small.
Oh, babe, we don't bring them. We're not going to bore everyone. It's embarrassing.
Good idea. Bath time for baby.
Oh.
Thanks, Mom.
Look at him.
Drew, are you sure that's you?
Oh, that's me, all right. I remember it well. That picture, it was autumn, and the photographer.
No, I don't think so. There's no little dingle.
Nope. Nope.
Well, yes. It's there, but it's not. You can't see it because it was so long that Mom had to tuck it back when she gave me a bath. So, you know, it's get tangled. You remember, Mom?
Yeah. From the moment he was born, it was freakishly long.
Right, yes.
I'll get it. No. I'll get it, son. You stay right there.
Thanks, Dad. So, here we are.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, are we keeping you folks from dinner plans? Or?
No, we don't have any plans.
We couldn't possibly propose. No,
we just
we're
got here
with you.
Oh, okay. Who is that, Dad?
It's Duda.
Duda. Duda is my grandpa. He's a guard. He'll tell us some stories.
I want to meet Duda.
About the 1800s. I know you do. We don't usually leave him outside in the cold. We usually let him in, Dad.
Let me talk to you 1 second, son.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't go anywhere.
Okay.
There's a guy up there says he's Duda's understudy because Duda did a rehearsal.
That's fine. That's what I mean. I don't know. They don't know he's not right. They don't know the old Duda. It's better if he's right. They just want Duda. Let him in, please, Tom.
This is my grandfather, Duda. Here he is.
Sweet Jim. Jim and Nicole calling in the morning.
Who are you?
I'm Saul's understudy. I just came to help out. Feliz Navidad.
Is he black?
Yep.
I can't do it. I cannot do it.
My family's this close to 350, and you're not going to weasel out on us now. Put some maple syrup on the ham. Drew?
Huh? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I know I'm supposed to be here. I'm going to leave right away. I promise you. I don't want to cause any problems. I just got to get this thing on the ham, and then I can go, and I'm a little bit of a jam right now.
Drew. Wait.
What?
Wait, listen. Listen, I came back here because I wanted to apologize to you.
Right.
Yes, the thing in the park was a bit garish and obnoxious, but, I mean, that's you. I mean, not that you're garish and obnoxious, it's just that you do things in a big way.
Yes,
I do. And I'm touched.
Well, thank you. And I that means a lot
you.
To me, but...
You smell like fear.
There have been some developments.
Oh, you know what? I forgot I have a gift for you. I'll be right back.
Okay. No! Hi!
Hi, honey. Your mom sent me in here to get a cheese ball. What's that?
This is a cheese ball. Let's play a game where you take it out there and don't come back till they eat the whole cheese ball, okay?
Oh, Drew, this is so great. I mean, your family isn't exactly what I expected, but whatever. I'm just so glad you wanted to finally introduce me to them.
Me too.
That's all I ever wanted.
Me too.
Thank you so much.
Okay, all right. Oh, yes, I know. I love you. Okay.
Fiji's going to be great.
Wait, it will be great. I can't wait. Fiji time.
That's what this was about? You put us through this for a girl?
No. Just, can I open my present now?
Sure.
Alicia.
I cannot believe that I thought this was because you had a
painful
childhood.
Look, I'm sorry. I mean, you told me you never wanted to see me again, and so I accepted that, and I was already broken up with her, but then she just showed up here, and she wanted to meet my family. I couldn't tell them that, you know, it was a totally rented family, and... I know you hate me, okay? I hate me. I hate my own guts. And I know this is a horrible thing to ask, but would you just, please, could you just help me out here so I can just get through this? You'll never have to see me again. Just, like, take a ride for an hour or something. Your parents will call you when the coast is clear, okay?
Drew, your dad wants more salami! They're playing along?
Your parents, they're crazy. They think it's fun. I'm sorry, okay? I gotta go. I'll see you later. I miss you. Thank you. You're welcome. See you.
I think it's fun, huh? Maybe they're right.
Your tree, Christine, it's so colorful. You know, it reminds me of Mexico. Not the better hotels, but the colors of the simple people. I mean, it's so bright and vulgar.
Mom, Dad, I'm home.
Alicia, you're back.
Dad, Alicia.
Oh, you're back. This is our daughter, Alicia. This is Mrs. Van Gilder.
Please, Letitia.
I'm just so pleased to meet you. Oh. Really.
And this is our little Missy. Oh.
Missy. Oh, gosh, I just heard so much about you from Drew. God, you're gorgeous. And you are so not fat. Drew, what is the matter with you?
I'm sorry.
Drew, I'm not fat.
No. I was just thinking.
Oh, hi. You must be Mr. Benda.
I would never say that.
Don't mind us. We're just a bunch of kidders.
I like the family.
Oh, well, you obviously haven't met Brian. By the way, where is Brian?
Here. I think your mom's starting to like your grandfather hitting on her.
Here's a sentence you don't often hear on Christmas Eve.
It's unbelievable. Poor thing.
Excuse me.
It's true.
Oh, God. What's happening over here? What's going on?
Oh, I am learning so much about you from your sister.
Oh, you are? Great.
I didn't know you were a varsity baton twirler.
Yeah. Gave away the big secret, I guess, didn't you?
Oh, not the big one, so don't push me.
Well, let's go talk to Duda.
Oh,
he's telling
me. Alicia, I want you to see the Cartier bracelet Drew got me.
Oh, Cartier, huh? Wow, look at that. That's just beautiful. Wow. That's my brother. Just never afraid to put a price tag on his feelings.
Yeah, that's my sister. Never understanding there's such a thing as love, and you can care about somebody you want to show it in a big way, and that you shouldn't be put down for that and mocked and made hurt feelings.
Yeah, well, what my brother doesn't understand is that when you love somebody, you don't have to show it in a big way.
Oh, really? So I guess you were just slumming back there when you were making out with me in the kitchen. It's very, very affectionate family we show our love.
Oh, Italians, we're just very warm.
Red hot, Ivan. All right, that's it. Give me this. Get up. Sit down.
Okay, who wants a tour of the house? Now, what you're using right now are the stairs. We like these for going up. This is the bathroom.
What are you doing to me?
What? I'm just playing along.
Not
brother
playing
here.
Along. You know what you're doing.
I think she likes me. I think Missy likes me. She thinks
life.
I'm funny.
And this was little Drew's room. Now it's Brian's.
Aww.
Brian, don't be rude. We have guests. He would live up here in front of the screen if we'd let him, right, Tom?
Guess it's that insatiable appetite for knowledge.
Oh, shit! Brian, what have you done? Tom, I don't know what that is.
I do. It's my wife on my son's computer shooting a V for victory with her legs.
Yeah. Been a while, but that's what it looks like.
Oh, honestly.
That's my little girl.
Paris, get our coat.
What's going on?
You have no idea. Missy, get your coat.
But there's hair.
We're not going anywhere. We're staying.
Just like I was just a picture. I had some pictures taken just for me, for fun.
Where would you get a stupid idea like that?
Coats. Someone said coats. Get the coats. Gotta get coats.
Some things cannot be unseen.
Brian?
Great. Just great, Christine. I'll be at the travel lodge.
Merry Christmas. Mom?
Oh, wait a minute. There's more of Mom's Christmas buffet.
If you think we're staying after that display, think again. Trollops who pose for dirty pictures and various incestuous overtones and old, unexplained men. This is without a doubt the worst Christmas that I...
Oh, shut up, Letitia!
What?
What?
I'll tell you what. I've put up with your high and mighty act for 25 years, but these people don't have to. And I don't remember you being so superior back when you got yourself knocked up by Skippy Utscheller and then tricked me into marrying you.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, Missy.
Missy, darling, it's not true. You were premature.
Oh, come on, Letitia. Tell your mother thanks, Drew, and Merry Christmas.
Missy, we'll wait for you in the car. Oh, you know, really.
Yule tie's a bitch, ain't it?
Oh, shut up! Just shut up! Okay, Fiji. Let's go to Fiji right now. You're right, Drew. Just screw family. All we need is each other. Just take me away.
I'm sorry, Missy. I can't. Just go home, okay? I'm sorry about all this. I'll spend Christmas alone.
Oh, fine. Okay. Well, then... the only thing I have left to say to you is that I am keeping this bracelet.
I feel bad drinking liquor you're gonna need. Better go.
Merry Christmas.
All right.
Get in the car! My God!
You know, I have to ask, just how bad is your real family that you would rather spend your Christmas like this?
There was no real family.
What do you mean, there is no family? Come on, you must have had a family. I mean, you must have had a doodah, right?
I had a friend whose grandfather, you know, was called Duda. I was kind of like that. My dad, walked out on us on Christmas when I was 4. It was basically just me and my mom. She was a waitress at the 24-hour coffee shop. And she didn't have a lot of money, so when Christmas came around, it was an opportunity for her to take a double shift. She did. And, you know, my Christmases were basically, I just kind of sat around the house, you know? And then at night, I'd walk down there, and Mom would always buy me a grown-up stack of pancakes. And I would sit by myself at the end of the counter and eat them. And did that for Christmas every year until I turned 18. I haven't been able to walk into a coffee shop since, though.
Where's your mom now?
Mom died when I was in college.
I'm sorry. You know what, Drew? There's nothing that you can do about those Christmases. I mean, but the one that you can do something about, the one that's here and now, you just spent that destroying my family.
Alicia, look, just for the record, I didn't destroy your family.
What are you talking about?
Your parents are splitting up. It's obvious. Brian knows it. That's why he spends all his time in his room on his computer. You just didn't want to see it. And I can understand that.
I'm going to go get my dad. Lock up when you leave.
All right.
I forgive you.
Christmas in my heart and try to keep it all the year.
No one's home!
What? I hear you.
Are you gonna hit me?
No.
Are you gonna do something else to me that's not hitting but still hurts?
No. You gonna invite me in?
Really? Would you stop by to hang out? Catch up? Reminisce?
You owe me money.
Right. Money. Yeah. Okay, come on in. I get my checkbook.
You rented my place when you could have been staying here. Gotta admit, this is nice.
Thanks. You still splitting up with Christine?
Yeah, I guess.
That would be a shame.
What are you laughing at?
Not that, I mean, it's just kind of ironic. Paid all that money to be part of your family. You're giving it away for nothing. Look at this. That's the ticket to Duda's play.
Yeah, I got mine too. Not very good at apologizing. I don't even know if they're in there.
Come on, Tom, what do you have to lose?
What do you want with me?
See anybody?
Oh, that's Duda right there.
What is the reason for this visit? It is getting late and I've been hard at work.
He's not that bad, actually.
To warn you, Ebenezer Scrooge.
He's not that good either. I'm gonna find Christine.
Learn from me. My spirit never walked beyond our counting house. It never roved beyond our money-changing hole. So I am condemned to wander through the world to see what I might have shared on earth, then turn to happiness.
What are you doing here?
You're always a good businessman.
Duda's family, right?
Where's your sister?
Shh. Dear brother!
Fanny!
Christine, if I were to leave, I wouldn't even know where to go.
Don't
leave.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to leave.
Then don't.
All right, I won't then.
Okay.
Is that all right? That's her grandfather up there. Mrs. Bryan. Miss Bryan, you're all set.
I am your Christmas present. You've never seen the likes of me before.
Sorry.
Is that your brother?
Yeah.
How do we travel exactly?
Through the air. We fly!
That's a heart! Wedgie! Wedgie!
The whole time?
No, I was just here to pick up my mom.
She's in there, with your dad, actually. They're kind of making out in the third row.
Really?
Yeah.
It's good.
Look, I don't expect you to want to talk to me or anything, so I'm not going to call you and bother you and give you a hard time. Camp outside your place and stalk you, and you know. But I did want to say that I'm sorry for what I put you through and say thank you.
So, who are you running for New Year's? Because, you know, us Falcos, we book up kind of fast.
I see that.
I'd get on it.
Yeah.
If I were you.
I'm looking for a family with a, you know, maybe a bearded, irascible dad with a heart of gold. A brother who stays in his room all the time by himself. And, you know, a sister who is wonderful and smart. And really beautiful. Because I think that's the kind of person that I could fall in love with. You know anybody like that?
I know it's tough.
Let me think. Not offhand, but I'll get back to you on that.
Let me know. He's kissing his sister.
That is open mouth.
It's the season to be jolly, honey.
Oh, God, get us out of here.
Just trying to keep warm.
Let's get out of here.
Don't you be good to yourself. Don't you feel like coming home? It'll be good. It'll be like coming home. When all the days nights and the weeks. Keep all your thoughts to yourself. It'll be good. It'll be like coming home. Because you need a place to stay. And I've been feeling that since you went away. You better believe what I tell you, cause you're coming home. Won't you bring light to my day? Won't you be somebody new? It'll be good. It'll be like coming home. Because you need a place to stay. And I've been feeling that you went away. You better believe what I tell you, cause you're coming home.
Thank you.